I think I was thinking of the donuts. Sorry. Oh, what a day. The Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and so man became a living being. On Ash Wednesday, at the application of the ashes, we were reminded that we are dust, and unto dust we shall return. And now on this first Sunday of Lent, we are reminded again in the opening lines of the first reading that we were formed from the clay of the earth, but with one very important additional point. The Lord God blew into the man's nostrils the breath of life, and so man became a living being. God formed man from the clay of the earth, but he brought him to life by breathing his divinity in him. But with that came great responsibility. And we all know that Adam and Eve failed in their responsibility by disobeying the boundaries that God had set for them. In the gospel today, Jesus was being tempted by Satan. Jesus is God, and at one point, tiring of Satan's diabolical incursion, he reprimanded the devil, saying, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Finally, Jesus banished him from his sight, saying, "Get away, Satan." Satan is lost. There is no hope for his redemption, but not so for human beings. And God is very patient with us. Some of you might remember the TV sitcom Good Times. James Evans, the father, and Florida Evans, the mother, and of course the most famous character of all, James J.J. Evans Jr. It was one of my favorite portrayals of family life on TV, always has been. Anyway, there was this one scene in which the father, James, was testing God, and his wife, Flo, she didn't approve at all. Flo was a very elegant and quite religious woman. Now, I don't remember why James was testing God, but he jumped up on a chair and declared that James Evans was giving God 10 seconds to respond or else. Then he looked at his watch and he began his countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 5, 5. His watch stopped. And then it really humbled him, and he got to thinking, you know, God's in charge. He knew that God could have just as easily stopped his heart as he did his watch that day. But God doesn't exactly work that way. Although it's true that one day our hearts will stop beating, and that will be in God's time, it won't necessarily be because God is angry. Well, I don't think it'll be because God is angry at all. It will just be our time, and then our judgment will come. But before that happens, we need to make sure that we aren't disobeying or testing the boundaries that God has set for us. These boundaries are in place for our good. They're like lines on the road. If we keep our cars within the lines, we will usually be fine, and we will reach our destination safely and in a timely manner. But if we stray outside the lines, we put ourselves and others in danger. And nobody would deny that the lines on a road are good, because they're meant to keep us safe. And this is what the church's teachings are all about. All of her teachings are based on love, and that they are meant to bring us safely to the end of life's journey, safely to heaven. No one said it was going to be easy. Jesus suffered and died for us and called us his disciples. He called his disciples to deny themselves and follow him all the way to Calvary, because he knows what is good for us and exactly what we are made of. The Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life, and so man became a living being. Clay was only the first ingredient. His divinity is what gave us the spark of life and also the potential to follow him to Calvary and ultimately all the way to heaven.